Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. I'm Mara Caraballo here tonight with Greg Scordis. And Greg, I remember that for the first time, maybe a handful of years ago, I was introduced to the notion of surge pricing through our friends at the NFL and MLB. So a few years ago, pro sports started saying, you know, yeah, you want to see the Yankees, you want to see the Red Sox, we're going to charge you a little more. And I remember at the time just being annoyed and outraged that this is from a girl who's originally from Denver. And so we've had these season tickets and I was like, what are you talking about, right? Why would I pay more? That was my first taste. And it just seems to keep coming up. We've grown accustomed to surge pricing for Uber, hot events or after hot times. Uber can be more expensive during different times of the day. And then our friends at Wendy's dabbled with the price of our hamburger. It didn't go very well.
Not very well for Wendy's, yes.
So there's a new player in town to surge pricing, and that is JetBlue. Many of our listeners will remember they tried to merge with Spirit Airlines. They're scrappy a little bit, and they're dabbling with it. And someone who's been following this story closely is Alex Stone, who's one of our favorite ABC News correspondents based in Los Angeles. Alex, thanks for joining us tonight.
See, I knew I liked you. I didn't know you were a Denver girl. As CU Boulder grad, I can say go Buffs.
Go Buffs.
Go Broncos. Go Rockies. There you go.
So JetBlue's jumping on board, and this summer are they going to charge us for what, bags?
Yeah, on the baggage fee sort of thing. So, yeah, with Wendy's, you know, their idea was you want a Baconator at noon, that's going to cost you more because it's busier than you want it at 9 p.m., that's going to be less. And that did blow up on them. You remember the CEO coming out and being like, no, everybody misunderstood. That's not what we're going to do. And then they had to go back on that. What JetBlue is saying is if you're flying on a busy day, first check bag could be $50. On a quieter day, could be $30. And you know, this is just the latest company to do it. I mean, you brought up some, the sports leagues. You got Uber. You got Disneyland that does it, depending on what day you want to go. Some days are more expensive than others. Legoland does it. You could argue airlines have always done it, that if you want to go fly during a busier time in the middle of the summer, you're going to pay more for your ticket, same for hotels and car rentals and everything else, versus a flat rate for what you're buying. Zach Brown, he's a professor of economics at the University of Michigan. He says, look, all this dynamic pricing, get used to it. Companies like it. Now that the AI and analytics are there to figure everything out, he says there's going to be more of it.
Historically, companies just set one price that was constant across time. Pricing algorithms allow companies to change prices throughout the day.
And in JetBlue's case, theirs will be an entire day. It won't be by the minute, but they've got a calendar online now showing what they consider to be the busy times. And spoiler alert, it is much of the year, at least when people want to fly. It is all summer. It's around Thanksgiving. It's around Christmas. It's around spring break. So much of the year will be the more expensive time. Bottom line, Brown, though, saying that these models they're going to be more money for companies who are looking to make money. That Spirit deal fell through for JetBlue. They just cut back on a lot of their flying because they're going to have a harder time without making that merger with Spirit. They've got to get creative in how they're going to do it. And he said,
during the busy times, they can obviously increase profits then. And also some consumers will want to shift to the less busy times. Prices are lower.
And that kind of opens up space during the busier times. If it entices customers to switch to the cheaper times to fly, that opens up space. At the busier times, people can grab onto that. So there are ways, though, guys, around this that if you pay for your check bags online at least 24 hours before your flight, you get a $10 discount. And if you got a JetBlue credit card, you can get a free checked bag. So there are ways to bring down the cost or to make it free. But if you walk into the airport and say, hi, I'm flying to New York and I'd like to check a bag, they're going to say, well, today's price is, and then fill in the blank at that point, and then you pay whatever it is that day.
Okay, so Alex, Major League Baseball has allowed that the Yankees can charge a little bit more when they play the Red Sox, but maybe the Rockies, not so much.
However,
Wendy's runs this up the flagpole, and it goes awkwardly, to say the least. What's the reception so far that JetBlue's getting for their dynamic pricing idea?
And to your point, it hasn't been Rocktober in a very long time, and it probably won't be for a very long time. So JetBlue is not getting the same pushback as what we saw Wendy's. I mean, Wendy's kind of blew up. The people were just shocked that a fast food chain was going to do that. Maybe Wendy's went a little bit too soon. Had they waited a couple of weeks and let other companies come out and say, hey, we want to introduce you to dynamic pricing, then maybe it wouldn't have been such a big deal. I think in the airline industry, we're a little more used to it, of fluctuating prices, and the baggage fees just keep going up. The people are not as shocked. Also, you're talking about a different consumer. You know, the consumer who might go to Wendy's on a regular basis is probably not flying on an airline as frequently and going to be impacted every day for lunch. So it's a less frequent sort of a thing. That it's a different clientele. But right now it's only JetBlue. The history would say that when one airline does something, if it works out, that other airlines will follow. So maybe we'll hear Frontier next, and then United, and then others. Or there are times when airlines watch and say, ooh, that didn't work, and they let the one airline falter at what they're doing, and then eventually it goes away on the one airline because nobody else does the same thing. So we'll have to see where it goes. Right now it's only JetBlue, but will the others go along with it? Nobody knows yet.
So I'm also interested in, was there any sense of the timing? What if I book my ticket, 6 months ahead? Can they already tell? I guess they've already done algorithms on how popular that flight will be based on the destination. So I'm asking, I guess these fees will be in place well ahead of my flight.
Yeah, you can already go online and see during the flight schedule that they've got planned out what the price to check your bags is going to be. Now, what's unclear is if they can change that. Not if you've already paid for it, that wouldn't happen. But can they say, well, now there's been more demand for that day, so now if you book at this point, or if you decide you're going to check your bags now it's going to be more expensive. That part is not yet clear. But if you go on their website, they have a calendar there now. They'll tell you this day is $50 a bag, this day is $30 a bag. So they've laid it all out there. They've done the algorithms. They can say, look, they know around Christmas, they know around Thanksgiving, they know from these days in the summer that it's going to be a busier time. Can they change it? That we don't know yet.
And I suppose the industry is allowing this. This isn't something where the industry's coming in and saying, hey, wait a minute, this is not something you can do. This is something that on an individual basis, the airlines can jump in and say, hey, we choose to do this, correct?
Yeah, at this point, they're allowed to do it. American Airlines, only about a week ago, they upped their bag fees overall in general. And I believe United followed, but some of the other airlines followed. That the airlines are upping their bag fees, so they can make the argument here. This is better than just making them always $50 a bag, which they would have the ability to do if they wanted to do. That it does give you the option of sometimes it's going to be less. But at this point, I'm sure there will be lawsuits. There always are every time an airline makes a change. But as of right now, they're able to do it.
ABC News correspondent Alex Stone, thanks for joining us tonight.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
I think the moral is, don't ride JetBlue during Thanksgiving and get Wi-Fi for the Yankees-Red Sox game and order a Frosty.
Exactly.
You're going to pay more than you've ever paid before.
Yeah, I know. Or pack light, right?
There you go.
Carry-ons
right.
Only.
There you
I
go.
Think this is the wave of the future. One of the things we're going to watch out for here on KSL is I want to see if there's trends, Greg, that are showing kind of what you asked. When do we change our behavior? When do we pop into the McDonald's drive-thru, not the Wendy's? And when do we, for those things that are once in a moment, this ball game we want, this trip to San Diego that we want, when do we change our behavior? When do we just suck it up and keep paying more? Interesting.
And when do you just not even know that they've raised the prices? They just say, airline, here's your baggage, it's $50.
Yeah.
To me, I would just pay it. I wouldn't know that. Yesterday it was 35.
Yeah. Okay. So for those of us who follow the news, we hear over and over how polarized we are, how different we are on issues. You know, Greg, we've got this great in-depth new poll, and we're going to answer the question when we return. Where do Americans stand on the hottest issues of the day? So stay tuned with us on KSL at Night.